Welcome to the Earthquake Club, East Coast. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network, coming to you from Seattle, where, yes, I admit, when I heard it was a 5-point-something quake, I said, why is this even on the news? And CBS, was it really worth interrupting the West Coast feed of the young and the restless? Oh, the mockery from the West Coast, the tweeted pictures of the tipped-over lawn chair, the slightly ajar file drawer with the caption, where's my FEMA check? But our dirty little secret out here is that earthquakes scare the hell out of us, too. I was on the air when we had our 6.8 10 years ago.
We are shaking like crazy here. We are having an earthquake, I believe.
Yeah, we are.
Hang on. The lamps are shaking here. We are rocking.
They are scary, so I don't mock you. I say, welcome to the Earthquake Club. And as new members of the Earthquake Club, you'll discover that, in fact, the earthquakes themselves aren't all that frequent, but the earthquake preparedness is relentless. Scientists saying an even bigger one is coming, but they can't tell you when. We all have stashes of water and food. Mine is approximately 10 years old now, probably poisonous. We strap our furniture to the wall. At least we have the earthquake straps, and we're seriously going to do it this weekend for sure. And we know not to run into the streets like you did, but we'll probably do it anyway because it's scary. And worst of all are the insufferable pet owners who insist their dog knew it was coming. 10 minutes before the quake, the dog ran away. 5 minutes before the quake, he barked funny. 1 minute before the quake, he looked me in the eye and said, I'd take cover if I were you. Ruff. Welcome, East Coast. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.